We'll take it away. Thanks to those students, and thanks to all of you for spending part of your Thursday with CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, and first up today, we are heading to France. That's where President Obama and other world leaders are spending the next couple days. They're at a meeting of the G20. This is a group that represents different economies from around the globe. Originally, the G20 members were planning to talk about a deal that the European Union had reached that would help the nation of Greece with its debt crisis. But the G20 had to scramble and hold an emergency meeting after Greece's prime minister announced Tuesday he wants his citizens to vote on whether or not they want the European bailout. So there are some questions for those leaders to address. You might have some questions too. What is the G20? How did it start? Who's in it? We're going to bring in Michael Holmes to fill in some blanks for us. Michael.
The G's really started back in 1975 when you had six countries get together. That was the G6. And you had the US, the UK, Germany, France, Japan, and Italy. And they were the first. They were the six. And they got together actually to talk about what was then the oil crisis that was going on and to have a bit of a confab about it. And then from there it became an annual thing. They thought, why not continue this on? They found it worthwhile. The next year they added Canada, so it became the G7. And then a little bit later on, Russia came along and was admitted. And there you have your G8. The groups have always attracted critics and in many cases, as we've seen in the past, violence as well. Protesters from trades unions to environmentalists and anarchists as well. A lot of the more extreme protesters blame the members of the G8 for pretty much all of the world's ills, from debt and poverty in Africa all the way through to global warming. And they show up pretty much to make their voices heard and say that it's an anachronistic group, an elite group, that actually, far from solving some of the world's problems, is causing a lot of the world's problems. Another criticism the G8 has faced is that it's not really representative of the world's great economies. There are those who say, well, you've got Canada in the G8, but at the same time you don't have India, you don't have China. Because partly of that criticism, we saw in 1999 the formation of the G20. They added in another 11 countries and to be more inclusive, countries like Australia, there's a bunch of others, but 11 and 8 equals 19. What's the 20th? The European Union. They come along for the ride as well.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is scheduled to be at the G20 meeting today. Yesterday, he was in Libya. Ban and the current president of the UN General Assembly met with representatives from Libya's National Transitional Council. This is the group that's running Libya's government now that the country's civil war is over. But the fighting hasn't completely stopped. Different militias who fought against former leader Muammar Gaddafi's troops are now facing off against each other. Some of these militias are rivals, some don't trust others. Settling those disputes is a top priority for Libya's new leaders.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mrs. Westgard's geography class from Dilworth Glendon Felton Junior High in Dilworth, Minnesota. What is the current cost of a first-class U.S. postage stamp? You know what to do. Is it 27 cents, 35 cents, 44 cents, or 50 cents? You've got 3 seconds. Go! Right now, a first-class stamp will cost you 44 cents. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Stamps are one way the U.S. Postal Service makes money, but since fewer people are using the government service, it's ended up in some pretty bad financial shape. Yesterday, a group of lawmakers released a plan aimed at saving the Postal Service. It would close some post offices, cancel Saturday mail delivery, and let the Postal Service buy out thousands of employees, meaning they give them some money to leave their jobs. These ideas have come up before. People have gotten angry at the idea of their local post offices closing, and postal worker unions don't like the buyout idea. Congress would also have to pass the plan. That could be a long way off. It's been 5 days since a massive snowstorm hit the northeastern United States. Thousands of people still don't have power. Utility companies are rushing to get things running again, but some folks are getting frustrated.
Cold. Our food went bad. Like, on, our power went back on for a few minutes, and then it, like, the transformer box blew. We want our home back and just to be able to stay in our house and let our kids play there.